Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Life After Hurt podcast, the post-breakup. It's your girl, yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney, and we are back for another episode. We are on episode number 24. And today's episode is entitled Journey's Flashback. In this episode, Case is showing some telltale signs of what a narcissist is like in a relationship and dating. And Journey did not know the signs while she was with him, so she was unable to tell what type of experience they were having in this particular moment. They were on her college campus, and Journey said hello to one of her college mates that was a male, and instantly Case got upset. In today's episode, I want to share with you four telltale signs that you are dating or in a relationship with a narcissist. And I want to make a disclaimer that there may be more characteristics that I do not describe in this video. So I encourage you to speak with a healthcare professional so that you can understand this personality, this disorder fully. But in today's episode, I'm going to give you four signs. The first sign that you are dating or in a relationship with a narcissist is that the person you are dating or in a relationship with picks unnecessary arguments. Now, what do I mean by unnecessary arguments? What I mean by that is an unnecessary argument is a disagreement initiated by one person that seems random and accusatory. Let me repeat that again. An unnecessary argument is initiated by one person that seems random and unnecessary. Let me give you an example. Case had visited Journey's college, and as they were walking into the dining hall, Journey saw one of her college classmates. It was a male, and Journey and the gentleman spoke. End of conversation. Case was with her when this interaction happened. It was a simple hello, goodbye, and they kept it moving. Unfortunately, Case decided to make an argument out of this whole scenario. Again, unnecessary and random, because there was no indication that Case had been disrespected. There was no indication that there was something sneaky or something going on behind Case's back. It was him initiating this argument with Journey that was just unnecessary and random. So in that moment, Case decided to pick an argument, and he began to interrogate Journey with all these questions. And it seemed that as if he liked drama and negativity. So again, the first telltale sign that you are dating or in a relationship with a narcissist is they pick or start unnecessary fights and arguments. The second telltale sign that you are dating a narcissist or you're in a relationship with a narcissist is that they are overly jealous and extremely insecure of the opposite sex. And a lot of times, insecurity and jealousy does not show up as insecurity and jealousy. Sometimes it may show up as protection. It may show up as love, care, concern, but it never shows up as jealousy and insecurity. So that is the second telltale sign that you may be dating a narcissist or in a relationship with a narcissist. The third telltale sign is that they will create unreasonable stories about what you're doing when they themselves are living out those very stories. So an example of that, in the 24th episode in chapter 24 of my book, Case begins to accuse Journey of having relations or a relationship with her college classmate. And that was not the case. And so because of his own actions and his own insecurities and his own infidelity, he was accusing Journey of those same things. And she was not doing that. So they will create these unreasonable stories, trying to project onto you and what you're doing, when in actuality, they are the ones who are doing the very things they are accusing you of. And the fourth and last telltale sign that you are dating or in a relationship with a narcissist is they create or they instigate negative experiences to get a reaction out of you. And those reactions can be anger, it can be sadness, it can be crying, it can be you blowing up and just yelling and screaming and showing any type of negative emotion just so that they can get a reaction out of you. And sometimes they intentionally create these scenarios or these experiences when you guys are together so that you can have that reaction. And whatever that reaction you might be displaying to them when they create these scenarios or this experience is a form of emotional control and emotional breakdown. And they do this to control your mind, to control the way you see yourself, to control how you see others. They also do it to have the upper hand in their relationship. So be very, very mindful of these type of signs that you might be seeing in your romantic relationships. And honestly, this doesn't just stop at romantic relationships. These also can occur in your friendships as well as your work relationships. So it's very, very wise for you to just pay attention to some of these experiences that you're having so that you know how to maneuver afterwards. And I want to also mention that when you have these experiences, these are not one-off situations. These are situations that happen on a consistent basis. And it may not happen every day or every week, but just pay close attention to when these events are taking place. And unfortunately, when you are dating or in a relationship with a narcissist, it's like there is always some type of drama that you experience. And unfortunately, you won't have long periods of happy moments. You will have happy moments here and there or in between, but you will have a lot of negative experiences. And sometimes we can over-romanticize the good experiences and not pay attention to the negative experiences. And while that is the case, because we want to live a happy, whole, and healthy life, we cannot allow the positive moments to overshadow the reality of those dramatic, emotionally draining, and just daunting experiences. Yes, they may be a good person. Yes, they may be well received, well loved. They may even have influence depending on what area they are in life. However, just because they're a good person to their mother or their father or their family, and they're not a good person to you, does not make them a good person. If they are not consistently a good person to everyone else around them, including you, that's a telltale sign you are dating a narcissist. So I hope this episode not only educates you, I hope it empowers you. I hope it empowers you to make the best decision for you, your children, your family, and your mind and your spirit and your soul. And today's affirmation is, you cannot always control hurtful experiences, but you can control how you heal. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to you guys tuning in next week. And please remember that God is proud of you. Peace.